The Bush administration has taken great pains to claim that the group of nations united against Iraq constitute a broad international coalition. But reaction to the war with Iraq, both from governments and from street demonstrations around the world, has been harsh. To sample sentiment in some places that have not been heard from frequently in recent weeks, yesterday we spoke with three journalists. Kawi Chunkitawan is an editor at The Nation in Bangkok, Thailand. Jovial Rantau is the deputy editor of The Star in Johannesburg, South Africa. Clovis Rossi is a columnist with Folha de São Paulo in Brazil. Clovis Rossi started the conversation by talking about public sentiment about the war in Brazil.
The public in its majority in Brazil is opposed to the war, as shown in a lot of polls released before the invasion actually took place. At least 7% or more than 7% of Brazilians were opposed to war. There is no recent poll measuring the reaction of the public after the beginning of the war in itself.
Jovial Rantau, what's been the public reaction in South Africa to the war?
Overwhelmingly against the war. There was a flicker of hope among South Africans just before the war that political solution would be found within the ambit of the United Nations. But when the war started, emotions ran very high. We've actually had a group of South Africans who have gone to Iraq to act as human shields, and I think that indicates the extent to which South Africans are against the prospect of a war. But people have been very careful to say that being against the war does not mean people are pro-Saddam, but people are just I'm worried about the plight of innocent Iraqis in the war against Saddam Hussein.
Kawi Chunkitawan, what are people in Bangkok saying?
Well, the public sentiment here is very similar to South Africa's and Brazil's. They are very anti-war, but not necessarily anti-US or pro-Saddam Hussein. And there have been several anti-war demonstrations in Bangkok and also in southern Thailand, where we have some Thai Muslims, 6 million of them, which is a very sensitive part. And the Thai government has been very careful not to antagonize them and has taken a neutral stand, which is rather unique because Thailand is one of the oldest allies in the Asia Pacific. So that tells you the dilemma of the Thai government is a catch-22 situation.
Clovis, has the Brazilian government taken a stand one way or the other?
Yes, the Brazilian government took a stand against the war. Not exactly against the war, but saying that the United Nations should be used as the channel to decide the war. President Lula fought insistently to have a second resolution to be voted, although Brazil is not a member of the Permanent Security Council. But it tried to channel all the initiatives in relation to the Iraq situation through the United Nations.
Jovial, does the South African government have a position?
Yes, quite similar to that of the Brazilian government. But the South African government believes quite strongly in a political solution. So before the war, for instance, we had delegations of South African politicians going to Baghdad to try and foster a political solution. So the South African government at the moment still strongly anti-war, but also quite disappointed that the United Nations has been undermined in the process.
Disappointment that the United Nations has been undermined in the process.
Yeah.
Jovial, South Africa has many problems of its own, poverty, education challenges, and particularly the very serious AIDS epidemic. Is the South African government concerned that this war in Iraq might distract attention from problems in South Africa and indeed take away certain vital resources from the Western nations that might help in South Africa?
You are very right. The South African government is at the leadership of not only Southern Africa, but the African continent through a new organ called the African Union. And our president, Thabo Mbeki, is championing the revival of the African continent economically through a process called the New Partnership for African Development. So the problem that the war poses to those two processes is that, yes, focus is going to go away from Africa and then the Southern African Africa. And yes, resources are going to be diverted elsewhere.
Clovis, the United States has been wanting to expand the North American Free Trade Zone to include South America, and many nations in South America have been pretty warm to that idea. Has Brazil reconsidered its attitude toward the United States, perhaps as a trading partner, a prime trading partner?
No, not yet. Brazilian authorities are trying to get things clearly separated. Trade negotiations is one thing. The reaction to the war in Iraq is the other thing, completely different. Brazil is very, very interested in negotiations. But first of all, the WTO, because the multilateralism is the best arena to Brazil to negotiate trade agreements. Second, there is a negotiation between the Mercosur, the bloc of four countries of South America, with the European Union, and there is also this negotiation with the United States and the other American countries to try to form this free trade area of America. So the three negotiations are on track, and the war has not yet diverted attention from those negotiations.
Kawi, Thailand has had serious economic problems of its own, as has most of Asia. Is there concern there that any chance for a significant economic recovery could be harmed by the war?
Well, definitely. It's not only Thailand. I think it's the rest of the region thinking that the impact of the war in Iraq will destroy the opportunity of earlier recovery in this part of the world. And the U.S. is by far the biggest market for most of the import from Southeast Asia. In the case of Thailand, 22% of Thai export are destined to American market. That explains why the Thai government has been very, very careful in supporting American war effort in a very quiet way. The fact that the Thai was one of the silent partner was a clear indication of Thailand's dilemma, because out in the open, Thailand said it maintained a neutral position.
Kawi Chungtitawan is an editor with The Nation in Bangkok, Thailand. Jovial Rantau is the deputy editor of The Star in Johannesburg, South Africa. Clovis Rossi is a columnist with Folha in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Thank you all for your time.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.